Hey, what is up, you guys? This is Sarah the Antagonist, and you're listening to the Sarah Speaks Podcast. Now, one thing that I wanted to talk about today was fear and how I was able to overcome fear in different stages of my life so that hopefully I can help all of you guys overcome fear. Now, that might sound like a very simple idea, but in reality, we don't really realize how much fear has an effect on our lives. Now, I'm going to start by when I was young. The fear I had was more of a fear of danger type of fear, right? Now, what do I mean by that? Now, where I grew up, basically, you had to either prove yourself or basically get fucked with, right? And when I was really young, I got fucked with a lot because I was quiet. I was the quiet guy. I minded my own business. And that's like drawing a target on your back where I was from. Now, my sister is 5 years older than me, big girl, always part of like gangs and that kind of stuff. Like, to this day, I have no clue if she was actually in a gang herself, but she associated herself with people that are in gangs, right? So she always stood up for me. She even fought other guys for me. Like, I remember one time I used to be in band and I had this big ass instrument, and these kids were throwing around this guy's backpack, just playing around, and they tried to throw it at me to like catch it and throw it around, but I didn't catch it. I just let it drop, landed in the mud. So this kid got pissed off and came and tried to fight me, and he knocked my saxophone over, and like it was in a case, so I don't think anything happened to it. It wasn't even mine. It was like the sprinted from the school or some shit, but he knocked it over and all that shit, right? So my sister comes up and tries to fight him, and she's a big girl, so she's pretty tall and she's a heavier girl, so all these guys had to break it up and stop her and this and that. But then my sister left. She got older, she went to a different school, so I pretty much had to fend for myself. Now, the two things that helped me get over fear when I was younger were pride and what would this other thing be called? I guess pride and like an ego, I guess you would say. Did that or like a temper? Maybe a temper would be a better example. So it always happened the same with me. People would mess with me because I was quiet and I was just the guy that was an easy target. But stuff would build up and eventually I'd snap. And I'd say something. So one of my first fights, this kid was like throwing paper balls at me on the bus, right? And he was taller than me, loudmouth kid. And he was throwing stuff at me. And then finally I stood up, turned around. And I don't know exactly what words I said, but I was basically like, stop fucking with me or I'm going to beat you up. Some stupid shit like that, right? Probably not to that lame, right? But I said something in that nature. So obviously, everyone's like, oh shit, you know, blah, blah, it's gonna happen. So everyone's instigating it 10 times worse and everyone's going crazy and all this stuff, right? So I had to fight this kid. Now, at this point, I'd never gotten to a fight in my life. So I could have easily gotten away with running away or getting off at a different stop or something like that. But this is where the pride comes in. The first part was my temper that got me in this situation. And then it was my pride to not prove myself, but to basically, I guess it was to prove myself, but it was me showing that I'm not a bitch. Like, oh, I'm not gonna back down. Like, I don't care if I get my ass beat, I'm not backing down. So I got off the bus and I was terrified. I'm like, man, I've never gotten to a fight before. And when you're young, you think everyone else can fight and you think everyone else is dangerous and, oh shit, I don't know how to fight and I'm gonna get beat up. You're really naive to the reality of how other people are, how the loud people are the ones that are probably the least likely to hurt anybody. But I didn't know that when I was little, when I was young. So this kid gets off the bus, makes this big deal, and then I fight him. I have never fought in my life, but that's one of the first times I learned I was pretty decent at fighting. Like, just impulsively, like, I guess impulsive would be the right word, but like, just naturally, like I didn't have to think about it. My body just reacted. And I won this fight, beat this kid, and then he runs inside. And then people are like, oh, you better go home. You better leave because he's about to go get his bat. I'm like, well, I've proven myself. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Other stuff happened, but that's not really part of the story. That doesn't really matter. Now, that's all I wanted to show is I was scared. I was terrified. But my pride would not let me back down. Now, there's other times in my life that stuff like this has happened. And I might not have exact examples as this one. Like a recollection where I could tell you guys a story. But the gist of what all of this really revolves around is my temper or my ego gets me into situations that I have to back up. So I'll pop off at the mouth, say something stupid, or say that, you know, this and that, and then I have to back that up with my actions, or else I'm gonna be looked down upon. And it could be a mixture of my own genetics, my own self, my mind, and my environment, because I was scared to be seen as anything less than, you know, a fucking man, you know, all that kind of stuff. Had to prove myself type thing. But I still remember in my mind, every one of those moments, I'm terrified. I don't want to do whatever I'm about to do. And I'm psyching myself up. I'm like, fuck, I'm about to get my ass beat, or I don't want to do this. I'm scared. I'm going to get in trouble. But I would always kind of like, all right, you got to do this. You got yourself into this. There's no backing down now. I played it in my mind as if there's no way out of this. You got to do this. So, by forcing myself to continue through these moments of stress and fear, and succeeding most of the time through these moments, I taught myself that all these moments that I'm so afraid of, that I have this piercing fear of being in these moments, it's really not as bad as I really thought. Which gives me the motivation when I'm in another situation that is unknown to me. Now, learning this as a young kid in fights and then conflicts like that, it gave me the courage to do these things in other aspects of my life. Now, this is another story that I just remembered, right? It was another fight situation, so it's not going to be in a different aspect of my life, which would make sense for this part of the story. But I remember I was in school. I was heading up the stairs to go to the upstairs to go to my class. And this kid, now, little background. There was this, I was a junior, and there was a bunch of sophomores. And they all traveled in like a group of like 7, 8, or 9 of them. And there was one that was in like the leader of all of these kids. And these were all gang members. They were wannabe gang members. They weren't really in a gang. But the main one, his older brother, was actually in a gang. And the little brother basically pretended to be in this gang. And he had his own little crew and everything. And they would walk around trying to intimidate everybody. So, what happened was that that leader of this little group was heading downstairs while I was going upstairs. He was going to the gym for PE. So he bumps my shoulder. And I simply say, oh, my bad, dude. And I keep walking. He goes down the stairs all the way to the bottom before he says a word. He gets with all his friends and starts like, oh, what the fuck, man, blah, blah. Just makes a big ass deal. like, yeah, this and that. And just riles everyone up, and then everyone stops. Because, you know, I mean, if you're in high school, then you know what I'm talking about. If you've seen this, and if you're out of high school, you know how when somebody makes a big deal, everyone stops and looks. So now I'm put on the spot. So I turn around. I'm like, yo, chill out. I told you, my bad. Get the fuck over it. So he's like, nah, fuck you, bro. Let's fight this and that. So I look around, take my backpack off, put it down. He walked downstairs. So I'm like, all right, fuck it, let's go. So what does this guy do? He backs off. He's like, nah, what are you doing? He's like, nah, let's fight back home, because there's teachers around. And when I dig my heels in, I'm fucking stupid. This is not a good thing. I dig my heels in and I don't give a fuck. I don't know where this came from, why my mind is wired this way, but I literally give no fucks of the consequences when I dig my heels like this. So I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, let's go. You wanted to fight? Let's fight. And there's literally a teacher right there, like a big old black dude, is one of the gym teachers. We had police at our campus, so he was around. He wasn't in that moment, but he was around. So I was like, nah, fuck this. You want to fight me? Let's go. And he's like, nah, you know, I'll see you after school, this and that. And he backs into the gym. Now, why am I telling you this? This story is relevant, but I'm just repeating another similar situation. Now, this time I didn't get into a fight, but I was able to basically not fake my way out of it, because if things had to go down, I would have done what I had to do. But I was scared. I'm like, fuck. Like, I don't know if this guy's gonna jump me. I don't know if this kid can fight. I don't know any of that stuff. But I'm not backing down. So I overcame that fear and forced myself to basically buck up to this dude. And he diffused the situation because he didn't really want to fight. Never mess with me again. But as these events occurred in my life, I became more confident. Like, that's how my confidence grew. And I'm not telling you guys to sit there and go pop off at the mouth of people and, you know, stand up to people and try to start fights. That's not what I'm saying in the slightest. I'm saying to have the confidence to put yourself in situations that you're afraid of. These aren't situations of me glorifying fighting or getting in these confrontations. I'm glorifying the act of putting yourself in a situation that you are initially afraid of, because you're afraid of the outcome, because these outcomes actually came out in my favor. And as these outcomes came more in my favor throughout every experience, I became more confident. Now, this obviously transferred, because this confidence transferred over to women. I'm like, man, I can't talk to her. I don't know what to say. This, that. Like, what if she rejects me? And then I just push myself, like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna try it. And I go approach the girl, talk to her, and everything works out. Now, let me give you an example on this one. I do have an example for this. When I was in the military, it was like one of my first years in the military. Me and a couple friends, we went to the mall. And we were just walking around the mall. One of my buddies was trying to buy shoes, and one of the chicks that worked at the shoe store, I don't remember. I obviously she had to be somewhat attractive if for me to tell this story, because I'm decently shallow. I apologize any ladies out there, but I'm pretty shallow. So in this moment, we walked in and she was like talking to us, and we're having a conversation, being flirtatious, not obviously flirtatious, but just joking, like just open in our demeanor, being joking with her, which is kind of attracts, you know, it's attraction. There's obviously chemistry between all of us. Me, another friend, and her, we're all joking around. I think there's like four of us. And we left, and this one of my friends was like, man, I should have, no, she, I think she was feeling me. I should have talked to her. This is, I'm like, go talk to her. It's like, nah, man, I don't even know what to do. It's too late. We left. I'm like, no, it's not. Just go back and talk to her. He's like, no, I can't. And I'm like, bet. It's like, I'll do it. I'm like, no, you won't. I'm like, what do you want to bet? And that's another problem. I bluff like a motherfucker. A lot of times I don't want to do something, but I stick to my guns. So if you bet me, like, oh, you won't go do this stupid thing, I'm like, bet. Like, do you know me? I'm like, I'll do some stupid shit. And now my wife knows me to where she knows if, like, she tells me to do something, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. And she's like, no, don't. I know you will. Don't do it. But anyways, back to the story. So he's like, oh, you want to do it? I'm like, all right, bet. I bet you I'll go do it and I'll get her number. So I went back, approached the chick, and I was bluffing. I didn't want to go talk to this chick. I was scared. I'm like, man, I'm going to get rejected and look like a fool in front of my friends. Now, they didn't come with me. I went alone. But coming back without the number would have been pretty embarrassing. So I go back, and the whole time I'm walking to the store, I'm like, fuck, what do I say? What do I say? What do I say? And I'm stumbling over my words, and I'm like, I go like, hey, you know, blah, blah, you know, I don't remember what the fuck I said. It was a long time ago. It was like 2010, 2011. So a long ass time ago. So I tell this girl, oh, you know, whatever the fuck I said. Oh, I think you're attractive. I want to get your number. Some stupid, whatever I said. And it worked. She's like, okay, here's my number. I'll call you when I get off work or some shit. Cool. Never ended up talking to this chick afterwards. Never used the number. It was kind of just to prove a point. But my point is, like, once I did that, I was like, man, that wasn't so bad. It worked. She didn't reject me. So my confidence started to build. Now, obviously, in my life, I've been pretty smart enough to judge the situation to know, hey, there was chemistry between me and that girl. I'm going to, you know, it might go in my favor. I'm not going to be stupid. Like, this girl has no interest in me whatsoever, which is obvious, and I'm still going to go hit on her. No, don't do that, because don't put yourself in situations where you think you might fail to, like, that extreme. At least give yourself a 50-50 shot. If it's like 90% chance she's going to reject you and you still want to take your shot, hey, respect, go ahead. But if you don't think there's a chance at all, you might want to play it safe. But anyways, I put myself in these situations. I was nervous, I was scared, I didn't know what the outcome was going to be, and it ended up in my favor. And now, as I did that more and more frequently, I wasn't scared to do it other times. I became more confident in talking to girls. So at the beginning, when I was little, I was just more confident in my aggression, which is not necessarily a good thing, but I was confident that I can stand up for myself. Bam, that I gained that confidence. Then I tried it when it comes to relationships and girls, and bam, hey, this is actually working. Now I'm confident that I can talk, you know, approach a girl and all these other things. So in your life, when you're put in these situations, whatever the situation might be, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a girl or a job interview or this situation. Push past that fear, and you might be surprised that things might actually turn out in a way. Now, I received a phone call, so my train of thought is completely fucked up. But all I'm trying to say is, don't be to overcome your fear, right? It doesn't have to be, I'm trying to word this in a certain way, and it's not coming out the way I want it to, so I apologize, and I can't really edit this, so bear with me. It's not the fact that I wasn't afraid of these things. It's not the fact that I'm not afraid of anything, and I'm fearless. That's not real. Everyone's afraid. Everyone. If you watch a lot of documentaries and stuff, like, I know you guys know that a lot of the documentaries that I watch were like gang related stuff, and they interview ex-gang members and stuff. A lot of them will be honest and tell you, look, I was afraid every single day of my life. I was terrified that I was going to get killed, this, this, and that. But guess what? Those people are probably looked at as fearless when they're running around committing all these crimes, fighting all these people, killing people, and all this. They're probably thought of to be fearless. But the reality is, they're afraid. They really are afraid of all these situations, all these places they're in, the people they're around. They're afraid. But they hide it. They're able to overcome it. And that's what I'm trying to get you guys to understand. You can overcome your fear. And eventually, the more you do that, the less afraid you'll become. Will the fear ever fully go away? No. You will always have that fear, but it will shrink in a sense to where you won't be as afraid next time. And then you start doing it more and more and more often to where, you know what, this is nothing. I've done this 50 times Am I still nervous that I might mess up? Of course. Because you can always mess up. But it's going to be easier. And this can go for any aspect of your life. Any aspect of your life. Whether it be public speaking, talking to a girl, impressing a group of guys, whatever it could be. So I just wanted to share that little piece of information with you guys on how right now a lot of people see me as, I wouldn't say fearless, but very confident in myself. And my wife always tells me, like, I don't know how you're so confident to speak to people. Because me and my wife own a business, and a lot of times I have to go speak to important people. And she's like, I don't know how you just do it. You just walk over to these people and you talk to them. And like, you're not afraid that they're going to say this, this, or that. And I'm like, I am afraid. I'm terrified that they're going to, because these people are in higher positions than me. And I'm terrified that they're going to think I'm an idiot, or I'm going to mess something up, or I'm not going to know what I'm talking about. But I just do it. And guess what? If I mess up this time, the next time I know, you know what? I shouldn't have said this. Or I should have said it more this way. Or maybe next time I know this guy's going to ask me this question. Next time I'm going to be prepared for that. But it's all trial and error. Trial and error. The more you do it, the more comfortable you become. So I encourage each and every one of y'all to step out of your comfort zone. And start doing things that you might be afraid of doing. Now, ignore the first part of my stories where it's about fighting. Because that's not... Yeah, I mean, I learned that I was pretty decent at fighting, so that ended up working out in my favor. But some of you guys, I don't know. I don't know what you look like. I don't know who you are. So I don't want to just say that, hey, everyone's going to be a natural fighter. Don't go getting into fights. Disclaimer, do not go starting fights. But still, put yourself out of your comfort zone and start trying new things. And you'll be surprised at how the more you try stuff, the easier it's going to become. Is this just a little random story, a little random ramble that I'm doing? Yes. I wanted to get some content out there because I love talking to you guys. I love giving you guys information, regardless of what it is, anime, boxing, or just random little story times. But I'm hoping that this information can help somebody out there that may be afraid to talk to that girl, or may be afraid to go apply for that job interview or go to that job interview, to just kind of, you know, buckle up. And just do it. If you fail, then you fail. But you'll learn from that failure and you'll improve. Sarah the Antagonist. Out.